Welcome to The Hitch, week two.
Hello.
Hey.
Day 13.
Day 13.
Lucky number 13.
Indeed. Today, we had the joy of driving an hour or so down the mountain to Rapid City, South Dakota, so we could sit in a parking lot and use the internet.
Sometimes working while traveling is not an easy thing, even when you plan ahead. Like, I had looked into the campground. We've stayed at this campground several times before, and the internet was fine. They had Wi-Fi.
Yeah, sometimes you had to walk.
Sometimes
down to
you had
a
to
lodge
walk
or
to, like, the main, you know, lodge area, store area. But
it worked.
But it worked. But now.
Not this time.
No, I don't know what happened. I think they just decided. They weren't doing it. They gave up.
I think they gave up. But to make matters worse, this campground is on the road between Hill City and Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you turn onto that highway,
it's just gone.
Our cell phones.
Oh, yeah. We have no cell either.
Completely.
Because usually you have one. Like, usually you'll have cell in a lot of areas where you can't pick up internet or you can't access free internet or whatever. And it's getting better and better. I mean, I feel like over the years that we've been traveling, like, even in the last couple years, my coverage has gotten a lot better.
But not here.
Not here.
It's gotten
and
significantly worse.
We were really planning on having it. It is frustrating when you plan ahead. You check with the, you know, they say right there, like, Wi-Fi and all this stuff. But then when we ask some of the employees, they're like, yeah,
they literally give
not
this,
so
like,
much.
Pained
like, we
grimace.
Are so tired of answering this. Just take it off your site then.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, just say you don't have it, because it is hard, because, you know, a lot of
and it's one thing
campgrounds do, and it's never strong, but you can boost it or, you know, there are ways around it.
But and it's one thing to be like, you know what? I'm taking an internet vacation.
Yeah, that's
everyone
great.
Should take an internet vacation.
Yeah, we're going to do that later when we're in, like, rural Montana.
But that wasn't the plan.
No, you know, this is a working time.
Yeah, I'm working. I think I've said previously, I am quitting my job partway through this.
Right.
Partway through this trip. But not this part.
And there's a lot that needs to happen.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be working today and tomorrow. And so we went down to Rapid City because it was like, you know, even the town one over that we can connect our cells, you can't connect at a speed that allows you to tether it to your computer or actually be able to, you know, like, do that type of work.
Right.
So it was like, well, let's go down to Rapid City. Bare minimum, there's going to be a, you know, big box coffee place or something like that that you can use their Wi-Fi, or just, you know, the cell reception is going to be fast enough that tethering would work and something like that. So we did. That's a long way to go.
Yeah, I mean,
to sit near on your computer in a
it
car.
It is kind of funny. Yesterday we went to Hill City to have, like, an internet hour, basically, where we sat in the car and all of us gobbled up the internet and tried to connect with people for an hour and then left. And like you said, it is great. There's a part of me that really enjoys, like, not being able to hear, but it is frustrating when you're trying to keep in touch or work and all of that. And you know, one of the reasons we're talking about it now is because it has been a challenge for years and years and years.
It's something that we've done successfully.
Yeah,
successfully. Know? I mean,
it's just that it's not reliable. So you have to have, like, backup plan. And I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world to drive in. I mean, we were originally going to make a day of it. Go, like, the kids and I were going to go to some museums and things like that. I mean, there's so many ways you can successfully do it, even if you have to leave where you are. You know, there's public libraries that always have internet and great places to work, usually. And there is even an adorable little public library in Hill City that we looked at. But we're kind of trying to, because, you know, driving somewhere takes a while. Packing everybody into the car, we're trying to find these locations where, like, there's something for everyone, and we have such different age ages and different needs in our family that, you know, it easily it comes complicated.
Yeah, that's proven to be a bit more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Thankfully, next week we move to totally known territory. Just outside Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
And there's a library that I have worked at for years now.
Yeah, Boulder's my home. Summer. Boulder's my hometown. Oh, we've got some motorcycles going by.
Trucking by.
Boulder's my hometown, so we've been going back there for ever since we've been together for almost 20 years, and of course I've been going back even longer than that. So,
so yeah, that part won't be.
We know that's a known, but usually when you're traveling, you don't have the known, even if you do the research ahead of time. But you know, usually there is a way around. Like I said, like I mean, I'm a librarian, so of course I'm going to highly recommend libraries. Boom. But they rule, and they're always welcoming, and there's always a little spot you can hide away in and use the internet usually. So we've done a lot of that. But it is funny, in the last couple of days, we've just like, I mean, our car's comfy, but it's kind of funny. We all just go into the zone of like speed interneting.
Today was especially nice because it's not super hot. So it's like you weren't baking in the car. Yesterday, it was started getting real hot in the car.
But yeah.
But yeah, that kind of ate the day.
Yeah. You know?
By the time we did that, we were like, well, we're in Rapid City. We
pick up groceries. Yeah,
we've
and stuff
got
like
sort
that.
Of a list of things we need to pick up. So we went to a Walmart.
Big box store.
Yeah. To
get a bunch of
Get a bunch of that kind of thing. And then by the time we got back up, it was like,
where know. Did the day go? And I mean, that was us cutting it short too. Like these kinds of errandy things take up a lot of time when you're traveling. I mean, everybody who travels knows that, but there's always a significant amount of like finding a place and getting there and, you know, getting everything done. And it's so much easier than it used to be. I mean, we can just like plug, well, assuming we're in an area with internet or cell, we can just plug stuff into our phones. So, I mean, it feels silly to complain. It was an easy, you know, it's not like we're fording a river in our wagon or something to get supplies or like, you
the
know.
Modern Oregon Trail.
Yeah, I mean, we jump in our car and drive a beautiful way to go explore, you know, an incredibly beautiful area. So it's not like it was bad, but it's the unexpected challenge, you know, and it's a big one traveling, not just if you're trying to work, which obviously is a whole nother layer and level of importance of getting the internet, but like even if you're just trying to keep in touch with people.
Yeah, or like with our phones not working and this campground being enormous, trying to keep in touch with each other.
I know.
Is like
when we
it is
our
sort of a
older
jump
son
back
got
to
lost.
Like 1982.
Yeah, I'm like, how did we do that?
You your parents just were like, it's cool. If they come back, that's
otherwise,
fine.
Whatever.
If they don't, okay.
I was thinking about this just the other day because I was on a road trip with some friends and we had two different cars. And we're going through Des Moines, Iowa, and there is one part where 80 is a little confusing, or at least used to be. I don't feel like I've ever had this problem before, but at one point, like, one of our cars went the wrong way, and we completely got separated from each other. This was before cell phones, and I'm like, how did we ever find each other again? I honestly don't even remember.
You've never seen those friends
since. We're no longer friends. But I was thinking about that the other day, and I honestly don't even remember how it was resolved, but I remember it took a really long time. Yeah, we're so used, I guess that's the other thing. We're so used to having it, even in rural areas away from cities, that we kind of assume, which I guess we shouldn't.
Yeah.
That said, we've stayed here before and had good internet, so it's kind of a, like, what happened?
We have good internet, but we did have
internet. We had some internet.
Campground internet is never good internet.
It's never great.
But it's like, okay, at least it worked enough to do the things that
needed
to get
done. Right.
It's
the kind of thing where you can, like, go hang out near the store and get some internet. Yeah.
Yeah, one time we were in the Redwoods, and I'd spent days in the
because you were working
weird rec center attached to the
people
thing.
Were probably
and it was like
why is that guy still in the rec center
working literally like an 8-hour day
and
then like moms and kids playing checkers and that was it.
Well, you did it though.
I did it
and we were able to travel, so I mean, just those are the kinds of things you have to do. Sometimes you have to spend some time in a parking lot doing
it. I mean, I would more than happily. One of the places in here that's supposed to have internet is the laundry room, but it doesn't.
Right. No, we does have not. Been trying and trying. So, you know, we're just adjusting.
Yeah.
We're just like having to like cram it all into an hour or two when we go to a place with internet.
When we drive for an hour or two.
When we drive, for a little bit of time. So.
But yeah, we're making it.
We're making it.
Internet's a lot easier.
Next week, we know the internet's a lot easier.
And that's actually when we'll start putting these episodes up, too.
Yeah.
Once we have internet. Yeah,
once we have internet.
So that'll be exciting.
That'll be a lot of fun.
And until then, I think tomorrow, Crazy Horse.
Yeah, we're going to explore Crazy Horse if we feel like driving more to Custer.
Yeah, Custer is amazing.
Yeah, and so we'll see. We'll see how we...
Yeah, going to do a little exploring, going to try to not... force ourselves to do the... I basically told my work, I was like, I can't deal.
It's a challenge.
I'm not going to be able to deal. This is too
just
hard.
Just make up for it next week.
Next week, I got plenty of internet. So, we're not going to force it. We're going to just explore.
Sometimes you just have to adapt and be like...
Sometimes you do have to just kind of declare internet bankruptcy and, pick up the next day.
Luckily, not that often.
And luckily, it's the week where there's a national holiday in the middle, so it's not like there's a lot of work getting done.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's not like the most productive week probably for people.
But anyway,
More
exploring tomorrow.
Yep.
More challenges, probably.
Probably.
And hopefully our three-year-old isn't as much of a dick as he was today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's hope so. Three. Whew.
Whoa. AC just kicked
AC.
In.
AC.
That's
All
our
right.
sign to
That's
be done.
That's our sign. Okay, good
Bye.
Night. Bye.
The Hitch is recorded on the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road!